Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Happy Friday, everybody. Got your host, James, here. We're joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
Our head of news and co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Hope everybody's having a great start to the day out there. We're going to have some fun this morning. We'll get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in a little bit. We'll celebrate not only today, but Saturday and Sunday. Got after that, of course, we're going to make you a star of the day. We're going to play a famous older theme song, one we have not played before.
Ooh, going back, huh?
Yeah, we're going back, and it's one we haven't played, and I'm a little mad at myself I have not played it before. But once we do, I think you guys will understand why.
All right.
We'll get that one in. We'll have some fun with that. Also, of course, we'll get you an Olympic update. We'll get into that one for you. And a little bit later, Ford is patenting a system that snitches speeding vehicles to police.
What?
TikTok is obsessed with is fridgescaping. I don't know what fridgescaping is. We'll find that out. We're going to figure that out together.
Landscape your fridge.
That's right.
On TikTok.
9 o'clock hour is going to feature some entertainment news and let you know what's new on your small screen, your big screen, and your local theater stage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And before we wrap up today, 15 strange things everyone did as a child but no one talked about. Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
I want audience participation.
Yes, I ate my boogers.
Yep. Yeah, you had to know, right? I mean, we all had to know.
Boost your immune system.
Yes, it's totally normal.
Completely.
We got a couple places to start off our show. First off, I want to start off by thanking everybody for the week ahead, or the week that we had. It was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Great week this week with all of our guests and everybody. A big thank you to everybody that joined us this morning, throughout the mornings this week. We appreciate them. Mm-hmm. We also want to send a shout out to a longtime listener and a friend of the station who joined us. Just joined us during our virtual town hall and everything, Marissa. Her and her family, longtime listeners around here. Marissa is also a healthcare worker at Aspirus.
Okay.
And I showed up this morning and healthcare Roscoe here.
Oh.
We got a healthcare Roscoe bobblehead, everybody.
Oh my gosh, did we?
Yeah.
Well, that we do awesome.
Yes, we add that to our disco Roscoe and our Skyward teachers Roscoe and Byron Scott and our Bob Euchre bobblehead.
That's right.
Added that to our bobblehead collection.
We're getting a nice little collection there, yeah.
And I want to send a shout out to our local water ski show teams. For those that did not hear the 2024 results from the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Tournament, in first place, man, I just can't talk today. It's your guys' show. You can go right ahead.
I don't know. I don't think I can talk today because you introduced Seth before me, so...
Oh, she's bitter now.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I've never done that.
You totally threw me off. I don't know.
I was thrown off, too. Did you catch it?
He threw himself off.
I don't know what that was. In fourth place, in Division Two, in fourth place, Central Wisconsin Water Walkers out of Wausau. Shout out to them.
Nice.
In third place, our Wisconsin Rapids Aqua Skiers.
All right.
Second place, Sean O'Ski Sharks. That's a great name, by the way.
I love these names.
Yeah, it is.
And in first place, Badgerland, I believe, out of Madison.
All right.
Congratulations to them. In Division 1, I'm sorry. Badgerland's out of up north, I think. Division 1, that's where you got more of the bigger teams. Our Shermalot team finished fifth, so congratulations.
All right. Not bad.
Webfooters in fourth, Aqua Nuts in third, Rock Aqua Jays in second, and Mad City finished first.
There you go.
Yay.
Congratulations. All great names, all great participants.
Yes, we love it. Yes. One of the best.
Wonderful event for our area.
Yes, love it every year.
Looking forward to next year's already, everybody. It's going to be fun. And I have here four things that look forward to in August. We're going to dive right into the three of us. And first up, the only thing to look forward to, the Summer Olympics.
Oh.
It runs through August 11th. Olympics have been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I know a number of our listeners out there, and I know Seth and I are excited about the Little League World Series starting up on the 14th.
Hey. Oh, that's right. I forgot. Oh, my gosh.
The NFL preseason kicked off yesterday. I don't know if anybody noticed.
I didn't notice.
A lot of people didn't. But that I will not lie. I enjoyed watching a little bit of football yesterday. I didn't get to see much, but I was flipping between football and the Olympics.
Oh, wow.
For a good little portion there of the night. And, man, that was fun. That felt good.
That's not something you get to do all the time.
No,
it's very cool.
It's very cool. The new college football season kicks off August 24th. And the U.S. Open of tennis begins August 26th.
All right.
On new on TV, an anime version of Rick and Morty premieres on the 15th. I'm kind of interested in that.
Cool. Didn't know that show was still going on.
Yeah, still sort of still going. Yeah, sort of. Season 4 of Only Murders in the Building starts on Hulu on the 27th. Cannot wait for that.
Oh, wow.
Another one of those seasons where they've got a bunch of different stars that they're bringing on. I believe that Meryl Streep is coming back.
Oh, wow.
So you don't just have the great Selena Gomez and Martin Short and Steve Martin, but
arguably the greatest actor of the generation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just also just join the cast. Just join the cast. Why not do a couple lines? Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, Season 2 hits Prime on August 29th.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know
that was coming up.
Yeah, I got to admit, I was not too into the first season, but the last episode just got me.
Blew you away.
I watched it because it's the most expensive show of all time, and right. I want to see what the most expensive show looks like. And it does. You can tell.
Yeah.
There is literally no way Amazon can make their money back on that show.
No.
They made that show knowing that.
That's true.
For one, how much money Amazon has to play with.
Mm-hmm.
But also, to be fair, what the show means to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how much they believe in it. That's how much they wanted to continue the saga of Lord of the Rings and all that. And
mm-hmm.
I kind of thought, oh, that's worth watching. That last episode of it honestly, it dragged a bit for me. It was pretty to watch. It's a pretty show.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah.
It is one of the prettiest shows you'll ever see. But it really didn't come home for me until the end.
Probably too many episodes. They could have shortened it.
Yeah. I think so. I think what's happening in this season probably could have been in part of one.
Yeah.
It was good. In theaters, Borderlands opens next Friday, along with M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Trap. And a new Alien movie is coming out on the 16th. And the new remake of The Crow with Bill Skarsgård comes out August 23rd.
Oh, wow.
Borderlands, I don't know the video game much, but get used to seeing video game movies, everybody.
I was going to ask if that was based on the video game. Makes sense. Yep.
You are going to be seeing a lot of that. Maybe not as much this year, but in the next year or two, you're going to be seeing a lot of those in documentaries.
Right. Well, the success of The Last of Us has something to do with that.
Yeah.
It's like one of the most successful video game two entertainment franchises.
Wait a minute. People are done with superheroes? All right. What about video games?
Hold up.
Yep.
Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider. Yeah. There's been...
That one did really well, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. Very popular. Yeah.
So just like with superhero movies, where you had for years the Blade movies or some other movies mm-hmm. doing well, but they never broke the ceiling. They never quite broke the cusp. And maybe just as importantly, weren't taken seriously by critics or audiences or mm-hmm. award shows. That stuff started to change when Robert Downey Jr. played Iron Man.
Right.
And the whole game changed. And with video games, the whole game changed when you had Angelina Jolie playing Lara Croft and Tomb Raider
mm-hmm.
that really got this whole thing started. So that's a great mm-hmm. point, Melissa.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And one I think we forget about too because of how older that movie is, but that was an AAAAA list actor deciding to do a video game movie
right.
that was not done before. You mm-hmm. had Dolph Lundgren usually playing those kind of roles and stuff. And here she came out and in part, she did it because her kids loved the game, and she loved the character. She thought the character was the embodiment of so many, like the female Indiana Jones in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always going to be
a powerful female character,
right?
I'm always going to be a little bit angry they didn't lock her down for three films. Like, you know, mm-hmm. like that would have been a really cool series, like mm-hmm. to see like a bunch of those movies and everything. Because she's just one of the more complete talents as an actor I've ever seen. If you tell me Angelina Jolie is going to do something, I'm all in. I will be watching because that's kind of actor she is. And finally, the holidays. This Saturday is National Grab Some Nuts Day. Now, peanuts, walnuts, please. The 12th.
Seriously?
The 12th. I'm just reading what's in front of me. I just read what it is.
You chose to read what's in front of you.
It's the first thing on there. They're important. It's an important part of the diet.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
The 12th is...
Protein.
I don't do that humor very often.
It's true, you don't.
The 12th is vinyl record day. That's a good one.
Ooh,
hey,
nice.
And start coming back.
The 13th, I send a shout out to all my fellow left-handers. It's left-handers day on the 13th.
All right.
16th is National Ram Day. And August 20th is National Radio Day.
Hey.
Oh, it's the day after my birthday. I didn't realize that. Okay.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have worked out this year, but it does lead me segueing perfectly into WFHR's parking lot party that is going to be coming up, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the next time we try to land it on National Radio Day, maybe we'll try to do
we'll
that.
Maybe we'll move it a little bit. Yeah,
I do.
Because I think we should do this every year.
Yeah, I'd love this to become a tradition. I think that'd be really cool. One more chance for us to not only hang out with you and everything, but for you to hang out with us in our home, at our studio.
Yeah, come see stuff.
Come see our place and get tacos.
Get tacos. People.
We're going to have a taco food truck there.
That's it. Just a taco food truck. That's the only... But I do feel like that is something we would do. I do feel like that's something we would do. And it would work. I think it'd actually be all right. But we're also going to have some stuff down here for the kids. I've been coordinating with a wonderful lady around here who does face painting and animals and create animals.
Balloon animals.
That's going to be fun. Our studios are going to be opened up, so you're going to be able to bop around in here, check things out. I will be on the air over here on WFHR from 4 to 6. We'll be having some fun, having some guests on with us and everything, and I'll be making the staff on work with me on the air.
Yeah, we'll come in, we'll talk.
And on WIRI, we're going to do something kind of fun, Seth.
Yes, we're actually asking everyone to text in your song request to play during that 12 to 6 time period, because we're not only going to be playing it over the air, we're going to be playing in the parking lot here. So text us your request by August 11th. So we're asking to get them in before them, because then we can, if you give us a song that we don't have in our library, we can get it in there.
Hey.
So make sure you get it in sooner rather than later, so we can load it up and play all kinds of requests. Doesn't matter what time period it is, any country song, we'll play it.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah. And that's an important note there, I think, Seth. That's a good note. You know, if we got it in our system, we're going to play it.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what error it is or anything like that. And be on the lookout for more of that on WIRI, everybody.
Yep. Make sure you download the Civic Media app to do that. So
Yeah. Melissa, we're also going to have some fun. You and I got a competition we're going to be doing for everybody.
We do, because I'm bringing my hula hoops.
She's bringing her
A-game,
too.
Oh, my gosh.
I can hear it in her voice. She's bringing her A-game, too.
But see, the challenge is that James is going to be able to do it. That's the thing. He thinks he can't.
Yeah.
But he totally will.
Yeah, okay. All right.
The audience.
And if you fail on purpose, I will. I don't know.
Beat you with a hula hoop.
Yes.
I don't think. What for one? That has to be one of the slowest ways to go. That has got to be just.
I don't know. Those are weighted hula hoops.
My
man.
Arm. Oh, actually. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those got
a little more dangerous.
Weighs up a little bit. It is impossible for me to not try at anything in life. I found this out the hard way many times. We're gonna have some fun with that one.
Wow.
We of course, the best part of all of this is you out there. Spread the word about this, everybody. It is coming up. It'll be here before you know it, August 14th. Wednesday, August 14th, from noon to 6, we are opening our doors. We're having a house party.
Yes.
It's a house party in the parking lot.
Yes,
that's
it's
right.
A house party in the parking lot, everybody.
Or roundabout party, whatever you want to call it. Yeah,
party at the roundabout.
Yep. I love roundabout party. I'm just afraid that we're going to have people in the middle of the roundabout standing around like, where is everything?
That has occurred to me as well. But it's like, no,
oh, come on.
They'll see us here in the parking lot.
No, they'll see us here. Roundabout party. Although, if it was safer, it would be kind of cool to have like something in the, like a bouncy house in the middle of the roundabout. No, we're not doing that.
We're not doing that.
But, you got to admit that'd be kind of like a big
wall. Do we plant Agatha over there?
Maybe that's what we'll do. We'll figure it out. And we're going to have some fun with this event. And this event is going to grow as we go along with this and everything. So come on, stop on down, say hi, see the studios, and pick up a t-shirt and a memory. We're going to have some fun doing all of that.
Yes.
Be on the lookout. Again, our parking lot party coming up August 14th, noon to 6, right here at the WFHR and WIRI studios. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe in the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards and grab the kids and get down there this Saturday. Kathy is going to be down there offering her time and skills and does a wonderful job entertaining and educating the kids.
All right.
They're going to love her. Kathy McGrath's Story Time is going to be going on over at El Cafe this weekend. Yay. Be sure to check that out.
She'll be there. Cool.
Saturday, 10 to 10:45. Go check that out, everybody.
Awesome.
Bring the kids down. And have some breakfast and enjoy yourself. Don't forget about their Friday fish fries over there.
Oh, yes.
I got to say, I don't know if it's working, them sponsoring the birthday and anniversary club, or it is just a matter of they are so good at what they do over there. I think it's a combination. Yep. I'd like to think it's a combination. But they are just growing over there.
Nice.
That I don't know if that building's going to be big enough soon. They got a lot of people coming over there, and I do not know one person I talk to around here that does not love that place.
It's great.
And today is the only day of the week they're open till 8 p.m.
That's right. Get that fish fry.
Yeah, get that fish fry. And wish them a great one from all of us here at WFHR. Get into our celebrity birthdays in a moment. But first, we got a great list of local celebrities we want to get to. And we want more and more of them, everybody. Send them to us, info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can reach any of our staff with that system. And, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages and call up.
Yes, 715-424-2600.
Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app, and thank you for downloading the app, everybody. Let's go ahead and get into the list. Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
2.
All right. Gives us that qualifier, so we can get right into Saturday. And Melissa, I need a 1 or a 2.
1.
Okay. Gives us that one. And then on Saturday, Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
Ooh, 3.
Okay, gives us that one. So we get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Pam's cousin and husband. Happy anniversary to Pam's cousin and husband. Happy 50th golden anniversary to Judy and Mark Bakken.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Judy and Mark, happy anniversary.
Yeah, what a great number, got to say.
Yeah, that's awesome. Happy 50th, you two. They're in the Appleton area. We wish them a great one. Judy grew up here in Wisconsin Rapids, so got a local tie right there. And yes. Thank you, Pam, for giving us that.
Absolutely.
We wish happy birthday today to Dave Schatzman.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Wishing you a good one, sir.
Indeed.
Also, a happy birthday to Sharon Kautz.
Happy birthday, Sharon.
Sharon, happy birthday.
And to our qualifier, Deb Boone.
Oh congratulations, Deb.
Deb Bone.
Happy birthday and congratulations, Deb.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you for getting us this birthday. Yep. We appreciate that, and you are a qualifier.
Woo!
We take a look at Saturday, August 3rd, and wish a happy birthday to Deb Tellickson.
Happy birthday, Deb. Birthday, another Deb. Deb.
Yeah. And we wish a very happy 61st anniversary to our qualifiers, Jim and Valerie Johnston.
Jim and Valerie.
Congratulations.
Yeah. 61.
Holy cow.
That's incredible.
That's awesome. I got an honorable mention for Saturday. My nephew, August.
Oh.
His birthday August. On the 3rd. So, yes.
Hey, happy birthday to August.
He was going to be named August one way or the other. He just it was lucky he made it to August.
Right.
The month. So, yeah.
That's great. That's fantastic. And we also want to get to Sunday, where we wish a happy birthday to Representative Katrina Shankland.
Happy birthday, Katrina.
Nothing to do with politics. Katrina has just been a great friend to our station here at WFHR, our community. She has joined us for years. One of my early interviews I did, and couldn't have been cooler with me, on air, off air. What you see is what you get with her. I will put my name on that. And just a really cool person. Like, if I could, I just, like, you get the chance to talk to her, anybody, go for it, because you are going to have it, enjoy yourself. She's just got a good spirit and good energy to her, and really do appreciate the work that she has put into her communities, and just as much appreciate her work bipartisanly, working so hard to get things done. You know, things don't get done at all nowadays if you cannot work with the other side. Like that's politics, and that's not such a bad thing. We need both sides to work together.
Because we have all sorts of opinions and thoughts, and they all have to be represented.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
It can't just be one way.
It ain't about us. It ain't about you. It's about all of us. And all of us got a wide variety of different things and feelings and everything. We need to work together more. That's the way this system was always supposed to be.
Right.
You were never supposed to have one party in charge of everything.
Exactly.
On either side of the aisle. So good work by her, and appreciate her, and happy birthday Sunday to her.
Yeah.
Wishing a happy birthday to Joshua Mansell as well.
Happy birthday, Joshua.
Happy birthday.
Good guy, Josh. Good guy. And our qualifier on Sunday, Jessica Long.
Oh, congratulations, Jessica.
Happy birthday.
Jessica interned here years ago, and she did great work around here. We appreciate that.
Very cool.
Wishing her a very good day and a happy birthday.
Yeah, indeed.
We take a look at our celebrity list. And first up, Charlie XCX is 32 today, British singer and one of the bigger names in music right now. She's all over the place.
XCX.
Yeah. Just
singer's name. Kids' names these days.
What happened to just Jones? Edward Furlong is 47.
John, that makes me feel old.
Yeah. John Connor in Terminator 2. He also played John Connor in Terminator Dark Fate.
Jeez.
Good actor. Good actor. Sam Worthington is 48. Jake in Avatar movies. Marcus in the Terminator movies.
Mm-hmm. Another good actor.
The great, the wonderful, one of the top five directors I would work with right now. I would leave you both right now just to go work with. I'm kidding. Kevin Smith is 54.
Oh, wow. Lucky to be 54, I gotta say.
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Seth. We are very happy to be saying that because those of us that are big Kevin Smith fans know that we almost lost him a while ago.
Yes, we did. Yep.
And I just saw him reviewing Deadpool and Wolverine, and he is a kid again. He is a child in a man's body, and I love that about him. Also, I think one of the more important directors of our generation. All the hype that was put to Quentin Tarantino should have went to Kevin Smith.
Yeah. He had a very distinct way. It had a very interesting viewpoint for his films, yeah.
And there's a lot of actors out there. You wouldn't even know their name without him.
Oh, 100%.
Can I interest you in Jack Black?
Yeah.
Can I interest you in Jason Lee?
Yeah.
He even helped Matt Damon and Ben Affleck get more of a jump. Mm-hmm. And he cast George Carlin as a cardinal. I mean... Just,
and his sense of humor is spot on. You
incredible
know.
Writer, director, Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jane, Silent Bob Strike Back, the reboot. Kevin's got another movie coming out this summer, and actually just a little bit. I think he said it's his 19th or 20th movie.
Wow.
And this is a guy that was never even supposed to get a camera. Like, he was never supposed to be in this spot.
The story of how he made Clerks is still one of my favorite stories. If you ever get a chance to listen to him talk about that, it's really cool.
When I worked at Deja Vu Video, shout out to the longtime Rapids listeners that know that place. We used to get preview tapes, and it was the regular movie, but in the bottom every once in a while, this is not for resale, that would pop up. So that was really the only difference. I got one of those of Clerks, and I read a little bit about it because we don't have the internet or any of that, and just couldn't get over that movie. It's one of my all-time favorite movies. I love that movie, and Kevin Smith. Happy birthday to Mr. Kevin Smith. Happy 60th birthday to the great Mary Louise Parker.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
She's good.
A lot of people might remember her from the TV show Weeds. That was pretty big for a while there. The West Wing. So many good performances by Mary Louise Parker. A big fan of hers.
Yeah. I can't believe she's 60.
Yeah, yeah. 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 One of the kings of horror we celebrate and people no longer with us, like Wes Craven.
Oh, wow.
Born in 1939, passed in 2015. A Nightmare on Elm Street, Scream, Last House on the Left, The Hills Have Eyes. Wes Craven also, like, one of the few, like, Sam Raimi did this too, but one of the few guys that could mix in a little bit of dark humor in there, a little bit of comedy with some of his stuff. He worked with Robert Englund very closely with Freddy to make him, he wanted to make him charming. And before Hannibal Lecter or some of those, he did a fairly good job. Right. I laughed at those movies. I never thought they were scary. I always thought that I honestly, as a kid, a younger teenager, I thought they were supposed to be funny in many ways.
And I think you were so right, though. He was one that did add a bit of humor to the horror. There also one of the most interesting pre filmmaking careers. He was a professor.
Yeah. Yeah.
He taught college, yeah, before he started making movies, which is just I love that.
Carol O'Connor would have been celebrating a birthday today, born in 1924. Meathead, Archie, and All in the Family, Sheriff Bill Gillespie, and In the Heat of the Night.
Oh,
so many great roles.
He was great.
Peter O'Toole would have been celebrating a birthday today,
wow.
Born in 1932, one of the greatest actors of all time, Lawrence of Arabia. Another great one. We take a quick look at Saturday and Sunday birthdays. On Saturday, James Hetfield is 61, Metallica lead singer and songwriter.
Seems like he should be older than that.
Yeah, yeah. John Landis, 74, one of the better directors we've ever produced.
Wow.
Animal House, The Blues Brothers, An American Werewolf in London, Trading Places, Coming to America, Michael Jackson's Thriller. Also, great beard. Great beard on John Landis.
Yes, he's had one for a long time.
But Trading Places, actually, like, as much as I love the Blues Brothers and Animal House and stuff, I think Trading Places is almost underrated. Like, I just love that movie. Still do.
Coming to America is one of my favorites.
Oh, yes. God, I love that movie, too. Martha Stewart is 83.
Oh, wow.
Saturday. Wow.
Wow.
And Martin Sheen is 84. Just one of the best.
Iconic actor.
I mean, my God. Apocalypse Now, Gandhi, Wall Street, Gettysburg. Man, Martin Sheen, great career. Okay. And we would have been celebrating Tony Bennett's birthday on Saturday as well. Born in 1926, just passed away last year. One of the greats.
Wow.
One of the greats. There is not enough you can say.
The longest lasting artist, man. He had a heck of a career. It's like a 70-year career, man.
I am going to be listening. That is going to be my soundtrack this weekend. I'm going to be listening to a lot of Tony Bennett. On Sunday, wishing happy birthday to one of the better pitchers of our era, who will never be in the Hall of Fame, Roger Clemens. Insane to think of, but understandable. Well,
he'll make it eventually, but I do think so. Yeah, after the anger of at him for the steroids and all that. So
I think we got to see the younger generation get more into the voting, and then you might see some of that. I don't know if guys like him will be able to hang into the numbers that long, but I do see what you mean.
I think he will.
Third all time on the most strikeouts list, right behind Nolan Ryan and Randy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Like legend. I'm so glad I got to see Roger Clemens pitch.
Yeah.
Former President Barack Obama celebrating a birthday on Sunday will be 63.
Wow. Only.
Yeah, only.
Only 63. Yeah, wow. Yeah.
And somehow he looks younger. Like, this is a little wild. Billy Bob Thornton is 69 on Sunday. He's older than President Obama. That's just weird to me for some reason.
There's something weird about that. Yeah,
Richard Belzer would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday, born in 1944. Of course, Detective Munch on the Law and Order shows, and great stand-up comedian.
It's like he started out as a comedian, yeah.
Sachemo, Louis Armstrong would have been celebrating a birthday, born in 1901. Jazz legend.
Oh yeah.
Nobody. There's going to be other versions of What a Wonderful World. There's only one version that is ever going to be as iconic as that.
Yeah.
Great trumpet player too.
Oh my goodness!
He changed
jazz progenitor. Yeah. Yes,
yeah, it's so lost in the shuffle of Louis Armstrong. He changed the way people played the trumpet. So you see a lot of people just kind of nowadays, if they have a musical instrument that they blow into or whatever, hold it to the side and sing or something like that. Mm-hmm. Nobody was doing that before Louis.
Mm-mm.
Like people, you had one job: you either played the instrument or you sang. You didn't do both. So now when we see guitar players that are singers, a drummer that is a singer, any of this.
Which is crazy.
It is.
Really hard to sing and drum.
We have normalized that way too much. That is insane. I'm so with you, Melissa.
Honestly, any instrument playing and singing
at the same time,
it's harder.
I tried to do it in a scene once as an actor and couldn't do it. Like, it took me 15 takes. Like, it didn't take that many, but it took a lot of takes.
Right.
It's a credit to that.
Man, I got to say, for kind of a deep cut here, man, if you want to hear early Louis Armstrong, kind of where he's, you know, like what you're talking about, James, changed how people listen to for his 20 sides from the Hot Fives and Sevens.
Yeah.
Listen to those, because those are like, that's game-changing music right there.
Great note. Visit our friends at El Cafe. They're open right now, waiting for you. And keep in mind, they got their fish fry tonight. And, of course, tomorrow they are going to have a story time with Kathy. That'll be from 10 to 10:45. Stop on by to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. We got our Culver's Star of the Day right around the corner. Be listening for that and a way to win some free Culver's after our news break here at WFHR. Love that sound. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What we do every Friday in this time slot is play a famous TV theme song. You call up, you get the answer right, and it's been longer than 30 days since you won, and boom, just like that, you win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. That's two kids' meals, that's two adult meals, that's free Culver's, baby.
Yum. Delicious.
We encourage you to get ready to call up, and if you are listening on the Civic Media app, you might have a little bit of an extra edge on it. So
call it quick. Get ready.
Yeah, more reason to download the app. Everybody be sure to do that wherever you get your apps. Let's go ahead and make somebody a new star of the day. Here's your theme song.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip.
Wow. Oh,
there we go.
There's
got to be someone.
I was going to say. Let's go ahead and take a call. Good morning. What's your answer?
Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Congratulations, sir. Thank you. You got that one pretty quick, huh?
Yeah. I used to watch him all the time. Yeah.
It's a fun show. It was a fun show. And I looked through our records, and as far as I could tell, we've never done that one. And I was a little ashamed. I was like, wait a minute.
I think you're right. I don't think we've ever done it. It's crazy, man.
We had to get that one.
We had to eventually, yeah.
Thank you so much. And it's good to talk to you, man. I don't think when's the last time you won anything with us? We talk with you a lot, but I don't think you've won anything in a while.
It's been a while because you've been playing things from your age, and I'm 30 years older than you guys.
Well, there you go. Right.
I'm glad, and I appreciate that note, sir. Because we'll try to incorporate some more of those and everything. We'll try to get some more of those older TV theme songs in there. I always appreciate you listening and playing along with us, sir. Get your first name.
Dave.
And thank you so much, Dave. We know where you are. You know where we are, Dave. You come by and pick this up anytime and say hi to Pam, okay?
All right, I'll do that. Yeah.
And Dave,
great job.
We appreciate your listenership, Dave.
Yes,
thanks
we do.
So much. You have a great weekend, sir, and enjoy the Culvers. You're our newest star of the day. We'll get to a timeout here, and we'll be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour, a 3-hour tour.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last.
We hope you're having a good one out there. Back at it, Melissa, Seth, and James with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour and have some fun while we're doing it, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Got good things on the way for you, but I want to get into some Olympic coverage real quick. Cover some of our bases with that. Team USA had a big day yesterday. Simone Biles won the women's all-around gymnastics final, and Suni Lee took bronze. Simone is the first American gymnast to win it more than once and the first ever to win two of them non-consecutively.
Right, right. That's amazing.
Is that more, to me, that's, I don't know why, but that's more impressive.
Mm.
To do it consecutively, very impressive.
Oh, of course.
Very, very,
yes.
Very, very, very
absolutely
impressive. But just a little bit more impressive to me to have that what, and maybe it's because we experienced it. Maybe if you're looking at this 20 years from now, you're not as certain, but we lived through the Tokyo Olympics or the China Olympics and everything, Beijing Olympics, and what she went through with that. I think a lot of us went through that with her. Similar to what Michaela Schifrin went through, in Winter Olympics.
Yeah,
and
right.
Mm-hmm. So I just think that part is almost even more impressive. And her age. She is ancient in gymnastics.
In terms of gymnasts, yeah.
So the fact that she did this against the greatest in the world, the best that the world has to offer, everybody coming for her, everybody, she's got the bullseye on her. They know what she is. It means something to beat Simone Biles. Ask the girl from Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting note about that, too. Simone said, I think this is Simone's last Olympics,
mm-hmm.
In part because she just, the dog in her is still there, but it's there in moments. And it really depends for her what the moment is. So she's in third place when she goes out there for her floor routine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is unheard of. She doesn't play catch up. She's not the one that has to do this. And she basically has to go out there and do a flawless routine until you realize, oh, no, it's Simone Biles. And for those that don't understand, and I understand if you don't know this that well, it even took me a rehashing of learning. But gymnastics is more of a, okay, what is their skill attempt?
Mm-hmm.
If they're attempting, even that they don't nail the landing completely, if the attempt was stronger than somebody else is trying.
Like an easier piece, right?
Yeah. So the fact that she goes out there and knowing that her ceiling is so high, you just feel good about it. And she goes out there, she has the look of determination on her face. Look at Simone Biles when she smiles during her routines. And then look at her after the routine. It is a genuine, one of the most genuine, beautiful smiles you'll ever see. Mm-hmm. I'm going to miss it at the Olympics, but man, it was a lot of fun to watch her. In swimming, American Katie Douglas won her first gold 200-meter breaststroke.
All right.
Nice job, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Regan Smith won silver in the 200-meter butterfly. And Katie Ledecky snagged her 13th medal of her career with a silver in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay. She is now the most decorated U.S. female Olympian of all time. That's amazing.
That's really cool.
Wow.
You think about the couple of Olympics we've gotten experience with, Michael Phelps and her and, mm-hmm. you know, Usain Bolt and some of these, like, they feel like legends right now. They will for the next 20, 30 years, these right. names will be celebrated. Mm-hmm. Team USA also won a gold medal in rowing, and it's our first ever gold in team, and won our first ever team fencing gold with a win in women's foil.
Wow.
Through day six, the U.S. lead with 37 total medals, followed by France at 27, China 24, Great Britain at 20, Australia at 18. And we jumped from seventh to second place in the gold medal count.
Ooh. Hey.
China still got the lead at 11, but we're right behind them at 9, 8 for France, and Australia and Japan.
All right. Very cool. Hey. Quick update on Hunter Armstrong, the man from Ohio that I've been telling you about that I have very tenuous connection with. he was added to the men's relay team at the last minute because someone else couldn't do it, and they ended up winning the gold for that too. So that was really cool.
Oh, yeah. It's been a really fun Olympics, mm-hmm. man. It's been fun. Currently, Morocco is beating United States men's soccer team 1-0. I have to keep an eye on that throughout the day.
That's the U.S. men's soccer team.
Yeah, we'll see. When Simone Biles won her sixth gold medal yesterday, she did it in front of an audience that included Kendall Jenner, Martha Stewart, Steph Curry, Devin Booker, Seth Rogen. All these people were there. Tony Hawk was there. It was really cool to see because you're talking about legends in their own field watching her, and they're watching it the same as the rest of us.
Well, it's
just completely glued to it.
Watching greatness, and that's always cool.
Tom Cruise was filming some crazy stunts to help celebrate the games, that was great. I will say this. I will give him did it for free. He did this pro bono. He did this because he loves the Olympics and wanted to enjoy that. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was pretty cool. And of course, Snoop Dogg is just running the Olympics. We could do worse. We could do worse, people.
That's true, yeah.
It's been a lot of fun to see him. And just some of the coverage. Shout out to NBC and the great work and the coverage they have been able to do on this. It has been really fun to watch.
Cool.
There's just been so many great storylines and excitement. And we're really just getting to the second half now. We've still got events that haven't even had.
Track and field. The big one's coming up. Woo! Yeah.
Cannot wait. Oh, I can't wait for track and field. That is the one for me. If I got to pick, that's the event. If I can only watch one event, that's the one.
There you go.
I cannot wait. It's going to be fun. You got to take a look at this one, you two. Ford's slogan is Built Ford Tough.
Right.
Maybe evolving to Built Ford Tough on Crime. Ford is trying to patent a system that they developed that would automatically report speeding vehicles to the police. Not the Ford vehicles themselves, but they'd use their onboard cameras to snitch on other drivers. An equipped Ford vehicle could send a report that with a speed data and pictures directly to law enforcement and roadside monitoring units. The cops would also get GPS info to help track the offender. For now, they're just trying to secure the patent. They haven't installed the technology in any vehicles yet. Mm-hmm. And even if they do add it there, there would be surely be a legal debate, since an officer wouldn't be there to witness the violation.
Right.
There are already stationary speed cameras, but they can only issue tickets based on a license plate number because they can't confirm who is driving.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if you are driving somebody else's vehicle when you were speeding, they that vehicle will get it, not you.
Right.
So there's that. I don't know. Where do you want to go on this one? what are your first thoughts on this one, Melissa?
My first thoughts are it's an invasion of privacy, and it also would be help to police potentially.
Mm.
But I mean that there's a lot of factors to this.
Yeah.
How much of a police state do we want to live in?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that has to be at the top of the consideration.
It really does.
1A. 1B has to be also the idea of what Melissa said with officer safety and the fact that we continue to put things on our officers' plates that they did not sign up for. Mm-hmm. They are not social workers. Go ahead, Melissa.
Well, the amount of people speeding, like going over 100 miles per hour on our roads, has increased and has continued to increase and stay high. That's not okay. Stop it, people. Speeding causes so many more crashes and deaths.
It's a safety issue.
You're driving a vehicle that can kill other people.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts on this one, Seth?
It makes me feel icky. Because it's, if I remember, if I understood what you were reading correctly, it's, you're actually doing it for other people. You're actually aiming at people like speeding past you or something. Am I getting that right?
That's what I interpreted it as.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay. All right. Yes. That makes, I don't know. This feels spying on your neighbors kind of thing. I don't like that. That makes me feel.
There's a lot of gray area.
Oh, absolutely.
And legally enforcing this, boy, good luck attorneys out there.
I was going to say, there's going to be a lot of pushback on it, too, because of that.
Well, and I think you'd have the same problem as the stationary speed cameras.
Which are still, controversial. Yeah.
Let's take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'd like to turn a couple of Brizzies in.
Okay. Cool.
We can do that.
Okay. August 13th for James Fuller.
Okay.
All right.
And August 15th for Christina Fuller.
All right. Well, we'll get them a shout out. We'll be sure to take care of that for you. Thank you so much for getting those to us.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a great day. We got future birthdays coming up.
I was going to say, is that a first? Have we gotten that before? That's good.
That's pretty cool. We appreciate that, everybody.
We do.
Keep getting those to us. So I'm stuck on this one because I am a big believer in we can't have invasions of privacy. We can't have these kind of things. This is a little bit too close to a police state for me, and that makes me very, very, very uncomfortable, and I hope it does others. I also cannot help thinking of our law enforcement and how we continue to put things on their plate. And if there's something we can take off their plate, my God, we need to look into that. Mm-hmm. We need to do a better job of what we ask of them and where we have departments for this or a department for that. We need to have specialists at certain things. When there is a domestic violence situation or something like that happening, we need to have people who are trained for those things. Asking people that have never done that kind of stuff to do these kind of things. And I'm not just talking about that. I'm just using that as an example.
Right.
There's so much put on our police officers. Now, there is not a police officer that is going to complain about this. They all know what they sign up for. And do it honorably, and I appreciate that. But it's on us as a society to look at these things, just as much as it's on us to police the police and keep the bad cops out and everything. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing when it comes to keeping the good cops. Mm-hmm. You want to keep them. There's certain things we need to rework and do. This whole system's jacked. This whole system's jacked. Look at the history where this all started from, where the first law enforcement there was in this country and what their job was, hunting down slaves.
Right.
Like, that's where all the – if that's your history, how can you have a system that is perfect? I'm not saying that we get rid of anything. I don't want to live in the Wild West. We need good police officers. We need good deputies and all these things. Every community does. Mm-hmm. But what we ask of them has to have a bar.
Right.
Any job does. This is no different in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I do appreciate the attempt at trying to find ways to do it, but save your energy, Ford, because this is something we got to do as a society.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah, I would rather see more stationary speeding, things, or more of the radar that they set. You especially see them in construction zones where it tells you how fast you're going.
Yeah, right.
And that, that checked me several times when I was coming back from up north where I was gone this weekend. And just driving in, it flashed at you if you were 1 mile an hour over what the posted limit was. If I was going 56 and a 55, it was flashing at me. And I'm sorry, that did make me slow down.
There you go.
I'm not sorry. Well, I'm sorry for speeding, I guess.
Yeah.
A mile over. But, it did. It made me double check. Those kind of things, I think, are better than tattling on the people.
Snitching on your neighbors.
You.
Yeah.
And I do think that it's important, too, to note that, I'm not taking speeding lightly. And I'm not taking any reckless driving lightly. Driving is a privilege.
Privilege, yep.
It is not a birthright.
Nope.
And it can be taken away from you, whether we are talking about drunk driving or any other type of driving. Mm-hmm. I have zero empathy or sympathy for that.
Right.
You have all my empathy when we are on the road together. I care about you. I'm looking out for you. The moment you start start acting like a knucklehead, get off the damn road. You don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
You go walk. Go find out, and maybe that'll
ride
make
a bike.
You a better driver.
Yeah.
As somebody who had to walk the majority of his life, I'll tell you it does. It, I am not by any means a perfect driver. I'm not saying
well, no one
that.
Is. No one is.
But it is. We really need to start holding each other accountable for these things. It doesn't mean road rage or any of these that stuff. It means, okay, I'm on the road. I'm not the only one that matters. Stop mm-hmm. looking at this like you're the only person on the road. We got a lot of people. We got a lot of people in this town, nonetheless, that act like they are the only people on the road.
Yeah.
It is not about you. Get over yourselves.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
so many damn selfish people out there, man. And
when
it is
the light
so
turns
tired.
Yellow, slow down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Set a speed
yeah.
up. Slow yeah. down and set a speed up.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
So be a voter, everybody. Be a voter. Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election from local to state matters. Be sure to make a plan. Be a voter between now and Tuesday, August 13th. Got some upcoming deadlines to consider. August 8th, there's the deadline to request an absentee ballot. Regular and permanent overseas voters need to think of that. Our military and everything. Make mm-hmm. sure they know if they, just in case they may not know about these dates, make sure to get let the people know. August 9th, deadline to request an absentee ballot, indefinitely confined and military for those individuals. And August 9th is also the cutoff date for registering for in your municipal clerk's office. Make sure to do that, everybody. I, just for the heck of it, I went to myvote.wi.gov late mm-hmm. last night, and I was like, am I right? Let me double check, make sure I'm a registered voter. I did it. Took me 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's it.
Time
all
myself,
it takes.
Literally 5 seconds, and I was all in. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be over there voting soon on August 13th. Looking forward to it.
All right.
Be informed. Get out there and vote. It is your superpower.
Yes,
as living in a democracy.
Citizen superpower.
Yes, yes. You can wear a cape going there. You can do that. You can dress up like a superhero if you want. I don't think mm-hmm. there's anything wrong with that. I wouldn't suggest the tights in this weather. I don't know. I don't think that's necessary.
Do superheroes get overheated? I don't know. I guess that's a good question. All that gear they wear sometimes, I don't know.
You would think. Yeah. You would think that would happen. We appreciate that. We appreciate the 9 o'clock hour being right around the corner because we're going to get into some fun. We've got some entertainment news we want to touch on.
All right.
Looking forward to that. Not just new on your small screen and big screen, but what's new on your local theater stage.
Yeah.
We'll talk about our schedule this weekend, get into some of that. That'll be fun. And a little bit later, 15 strange things everyone did as a child,
strange.
But no one talks about. Melissa really nailed this one earlier. Like, really, I mean, you came out the gate hot, Melissa. That was great.
Well,
that was perfect.
I mean, it's a pretty common thing. I think more people talk about it than don't.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
I think you're right.
Yeah, absolutely. I just love that you just, like, right out the gate, just boom, that one. That
yeah.
That's perfect. We got more great show coming up for you. It's Melissa, Seth, and James right here at...
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.